Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Gary Surak is here. Gary's a great member of our Brain Trust, president of Surak Financial Services, a family-owned business specializing in financial planning for their customers, their clients. He's the author of an outstanding book called If Your Money Talked, and his new one is called The American Dream, Revisited, and both of them are outstanding. He's a great guy, our good friend Gary. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you back. So one of my favorite things to do is to travel abroad, and obviously people are saying, well, duh, everybody likes that. But what I do, and I think it's what you did, is I like to compare what I find there, especially from the marketplace standpoint, especially from Main Street, what I find there compared to what we have here in the United States. And I'd like to, you just got back on from a trip over in the northern part of Europe, from Belgium and Holland, and I'd like to get you to share some thoughts with us about what you found over there.
Okay. Well, number one, Belgium has really good chocolates. That's one thing for sure. So, and I saw more tulips than I've ever seen in my whole life. No, it was fantastic. We did this talk tour. Linda,
and when were you there?
Looking.
When were you there?
A week ago.
Okay, just got back. Okay, good.
Just got back. And my wife was, we had talked about doing something for years. And finally, she pulled the trigger, came home one day, kind of a funny story. And she said, Gary, I think I've got the trip. Here's what I want to do. Can I have your American Express card? I said, great. I gave her the card.
Uh-oh.
She comes back, and she shows me all the information, and I look at the price, and I said, wow, that's not bad at all. She said, starts laughing. I said, what's that? She said, that's only half, Gary.
That's each.
And I said, oh, okay. Yeah. So anyhow, yeah, so it was a little different than I thought. But we went, we really had a good time. It was a little sobering, too.
So when she showed you that, you didn't say, well, aren't you going to go?
No. I know better. It would be the other way around. She just said, oh. Yeah, so no. I was definitely going to not get knocked out of that way. But, you know, it was really a first-class event, and you don't do these all the time.
This is the river cruise where you went around through the different rivers in the northern part of Europe there, and you were gone what a week?
8 days total. And the interesting thing is, this is not the scenic one that you see on TV with all the beautiful banks and beautiful countryside.
And the castles and all that.
Yeah, we saw like a lot of barges, nuclear power plants, and I mean, what we saw was not pretty.
So the scenery wasn't as majestic as, say, going through the Danube or through maybe even through France.
Yeah, absolutely not. Yeah, this was like maybe a list of 10 possible scenic trips. This is 10th.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
This was not scenic as far as.
So why are you so excited about it?
Well, but the trip was wonderful. I mean, we went to the Van Gogh Museum, the Rijks Museum. We did some wonderful things, went on a lot of canals. I never understood how canals work.
Right.
Being in one, I now understand. Fantastic engineering. But one of the things that I did, because I wrote this book, I'm incredibly curious about people's views of the American dream.
The American dream, yeah.
And the American dream was not any different than what I thought it was. It was never about getting rich. It was never about money or any of that stuff. This was 100%. We were escaping, and I use we because we all, you know, are descendants. We were escaping terrible things that were happening in Europe.
Yep.
And we were no different than the refugees leaving other countries. In fact, the one tour guide referred to us as refugees most of the trip. And he wasn't wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he wasn't really wrong. He said, you know, you guys were immigrants. He said, nah, you were refugees. You were escaping places.
Well, the Leyden Separatists, who were the religious part of the Mayflower contingent, you know, that a lot of people don't realize that the whole boat wasn't a bunch of religious fanatics. The Leyden Separatists, who were you know the religious escapees, they just gotten kicked out of Holland when they went to England.
Okay.
Yeah, they the before they left England from Plymouth Rock on the Mayflower, prior to that they'd been in Holland. They get kicked out of there because of their religious beliefs.
Exactly. So yeah, you know, the people that came to this country, I mean, they came here with nothing. And when you really think about it, how they came over, that's what was so sobering. Two things were very sobering. One is we went to a battlefield. Basically, we went to the memorial where they buried our soldiers, and there were 8,200 right. soldiers buried. And that was just both, you know, almost remarkable, incredibly sad.
Yep.
And yet also very well maintained and respectful. And so that was one of those things. Again, sobering is the word we used, and when you heard about it, what happened and how this all went down and how involved we were in this war, we were obviously very involved. But the second thing we did is we went to this museum in Antwerp called the Red Star Line Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And Red Star was the company that brought a tremendous amount of the refugees/immigrants to America.
Mm-hmm.
And it had this whole museum of how you go through this place and you look at what's going on, what happened, how they were treated. And so there were three classes on this ship. There was first class, which was, you know, deluxe. Second class, very, very nice. Third class was, like, horrible.
Steerage, yeah.
And absolutely. And Jim, it was not something I was aware of. So
right.
The more
so the American dream to us is what you and I have. The American dream to them was just freedom and self-determination.
Absolutely. I mean,
liberty.
They were talking about phantoms. Yeah, they had, you know, they had all these things going on around them. There was no food, so they were eating tulip bulbs in
mm-hmm.
Holland. I mean, in Germany there was no food, and so they were virtually eating nothing.
The Irish had a famine every few decades. They'd have another famine. Hundreds of thousands of people starved to death.
Exactly. So, you know, they escaped the things that were wrong in Europe to come to the States,
yeah.
which weren't the States. They were nothing. So, you know, you think about it, it was pretty remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
What they had to do to survive on these ships, or how to even get on the ship to qualify, was
right.
amazing. I mean, the process, because of illnesses, they don't want people bringing illnesses into
the
ship and
having. But they heard about this place where you could be who you wanted to be. And people would leave you alone to be who you wanted to be. And they didn't have that in Europe. And you know what else? To a large degree, it's still not that way in Europe.
Correct.
It's in many areas, it's still not that way in Europe. And, of course, in America, sometimes it seems like it's becoming less like that here. But that's another story. I need your website quickly. Gary, I need your website quickly.
Oh, GarySurak.com.
All right, so check it
out. Sorry, Jim.
Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.